This is probably the most challenging record you have ever put on your turntable. Its purpose is to challenge the performance potential of your stereo equipment by providing an amazing array of testing devices for high-level checkout. The tests mentioned herein may be accomplished either orally or with the aid of a suitable rectifier or vacuum.
Hang on a minute.
Orally and a what?
It is only necessary to connect the terminals.
I think we need to. We should take this.
We're going to have to rate this podcast. This is a
family-friendly podcast we're doing here.
Right, the rectify and the checkout thing, all in the same sentence. I feel kind of uncomfortable now.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is All Songs Considered, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to play some?
All right. Isn't that nice? The song is called You Don't Know Me, and it's from the new Polyphonic Spree record, Yes, It's True. This band, we had him in for this Tiny Desk last Christmas. Just talk a little bit about...
I'm not even sure, first of all, how they fit, right?
Well, there were, I don't know, maybe 20 people total showed up. Just what a wonderful, wonderful group of people.
You can't make money as a band traveling that big. You do it for the love, and that's what they exude. They totally exude love, right?
Yeah, it just radiates from them. And Tim DeLauder, the guy who fronts the group, he is the real deal, too. I mean, just a genuine, sweet, sweet guy and with nothing but love in his heart. And I think you can hear that in the music. And this new record, Yes, It's True, like I said, it isn't out until August 6th. This is their first record since, well, they had the Holiday record last year, but this is their first proper record of all new songs since 2007 when they did The Fragile Army. So really excited to excited to hear this one.
Well, I have something that, you know, we get a lot of stuff, a lot of music, hard to keep up, but I want to think about the spirit of Polyphonic Spree and this record I've been obsessed with lately by Goat. And Goat was a record that came out, you know, over last summer. But just recently, not only did they come to town, but I missed them.
How is that even possible for someone who sees 300 and something shows a year?
Yeah, it's a long story, but the essence of it was is that I needed an hour and a half at home to take care of just like the day-to-day.
You had to sleep
and for there was an hour and a half. So the show I was going to go to was at 10, and I thought, I'm not just not going to go to that early show, and I didn't, and it was Goat, and I missed it, and have since become more and more obsessed with the record. There's a remix of a song I'm going to play for you. It's called Run to Your Mama. It's a remix of 12 different versions of this song, but let's play the original version from Goat. They're a Swedish band. And the album's called World Music.
Incredible.
Yes, indeed.
So this came out last summer, almost a year ago.
Yeah.
What were we doing? Where were we?
I don't know. You know, people love this record. I missed it.
Well, you know, we try and we try.
Yeah. So there's a remix of, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think I said there were more, but there's 9 versions of this song. Here's, I'll just randomly play the Horrors remix. Here's the Cherry Stones remix. Or the Thoughts Forms remix. Anyway.
I think I might be able to listen to that entire collection of all of those versions back to back.
Yeah, it's $9.
What an incredible sound. Wow.
I've been thinking about big stuff. You played the Polyphonic Spree, Goat, big band. This weekend, I was on stage on the steps of the Washington Cathedral playing my 12-string guitar with something called the Washington Revels. And all these beautiful, beautiful voices surrounding me, everybody wearing white or beautiful spring attire, singing out to an audience of little kids, older people. It's a big flower show event to raise money for the National Cathedral. I play in a contra dance band of 30 people playing to 300 and 400 dancers, and there's something so powerful about being in the middle of a big group. And if you've never done it in any way, shape, or form, and you can do it, you don't have to be really, really good when you're surrounded by lots of people. That's all I can say. Look at me.
They had your mic all the way down.
I was buried by good singers. It was, and I had a great time.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Well, I'm going to call an audible here and drop what I was going to do next and now play something. I was going to play this on another show later on. I didn't know when I was going to play this, but it just fits too perfectly with the first two songs hear. So I'm going to switch it. This is the band Akron Family.
They throw parties, too. I saw them in Austin one of the first years we went there, and it was just a massive, big sound.
Yeah. Well, they have a new record out called Subverses, and it just, like the parties you just described, it is just huge. And I've listened to the whole thing several times now, and with each pass, I just think this is kind of an amazing record. And you know, and some of the polyrhythms we just heard in the goat cut you just played reminded me some African rhythms. And this Akron Family record, Subverses, is informed by lots of different sounds and traditions, but one of them is sort of West Africa rhythms and guitars. And you're going to hear just a touch of that in this song I want to play. It's called Sand Talk.
We'll be right back.
This is just a massive, massive, incredibly dense record, and so good because of it. That song with Sand Talk from Subversus, the Akron family. You know, that song, and like so many of the other cuts on this record, that it just there's so many different elements going on in there where I was listening and thinking, now the guitar sounds a little more like maybe some blown out version of Tom Verlaine in Television or something like that. And then, the vocals kick in and I think, this is Animal Collective.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that too.
And yeah, but it's just such this wonderful mashed up collage.
There's a group, Brainstorm, out of Portland that reminded
me of them
too, that the guitar, although all taken from West African guitar playing, it's still the real heavy distortion.
Yeah,
is I think what they add to it here.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that a lot. You know, the next song I was going to play before I knew that you were going to play that, I thought was really going to bring us up from whatever you might.
You just assumed I'd be playing some mopey.
It didn't even have to be mopey. It just could have been okay. But now, I mean, I've got nothing else in my field of vision here that would be something that would be along that line. So I will bring us down a notch. But believe me, it's still going to be a wonderful notch to be on. Eleanor Friedberger has a new record.
Oh, yeah.
And I dearly love Eleanor Friedberger. I love her words, her delivery, just her sense of poetry and fun that she puts into songs. And this is her second solo album. We all know her and her brother Matthew from Fiery Furnaces. This is her second solo album, comes out in June. And this is the first song from that record. The album's called Personal Record. And the song I'm going to play is called Stare at the Sun.
I love the album name, Personal Record. Like they had a team of marketing experts sitting around working on that one and concluded, it's a very personal record. Just call it Personal Record.
In the back of the taxi, you turned off the TV and read me a book on your phone. Here's the return of your skeleton key. Oh, baby, the places we've gone.
Catchy, always.
Yeah.
Yeah, and smart words.
I hesitate to say, but so much more accessible than anything she ever did with Fiery Furnaces. In a good way.
Yeah.
Not to say that that wasn't great stuff, too. Just very different.
I like this solo path she's on. Stare at the Sun is a song. Personal Record is the record. It comes out June 4th.
And we will have that whole thing online as part of our First Listen series the week before that.
Awesome.
Another record we're going to have in our First Listen series that's out around that same time is the John Hopkins record. Have you spent much time with it? It's called Immunity.
Yes, I've been driving around to it. It's a wonderfully odd thing to go shopping with.
If you
go down the grocery aisles listening to John Hopkins.
Yeah, I can't think of an electronic musician with a sound that's quite like his. This is an electronic musician. He's based out of London. And along with King Creosote, you know, he did that record in 2011 was your number one record. Was that called Diamond Mine?
Sure was.
And John Hopkins has done so many other collaborations with everyone from Brian Eno to Coldplay, right? But it's his solo electronic stuff that I love the most. And he hasn't had a record like this since 2009. The album was called Insides. He's done some movie soundtracks.
I come back to that record over and over again.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I think what you were getting at when you said there's no one who makes records like that, first of all, his textures and sounds are so fantastically mm-hmm. done and so intriguing and deep. They're little worlds he creates of sound.
Yeah, sonically deep, and just also the production. There's so many layers that you can hear, especially if you listen on headphones.
But they're not dance records, and that's I mean, some of his stuff is danceable, but that's mm-hmm. where he doesn't fall to the place where most electronic musicians put their art and effort these days mm-hmm. into the dance realm. And mm-hmm. so I like that.
Well, let's go ahead and listen to a cut from his new record. The album's called Immunity, and this song is called Open Eye Signal.
Thank you.
just incredible, the sounds that he gets. And I don't know if he mixes and masters his...
I bet he certainly mixes. I mean, yeah. I think mixing is part of the art of creation here. I don't think it's like... We can't think of that of music any other way. This is a whole. This is a, you know, it's all part of the same.
Yeah, and the sounds just leap out of the out of the monitors.
And we were just admiring them on the on these little Genelec speakers here that we have. They're little bookshelf sized speakers, the most amazing speakers on planet Earth.
Yeah, it's incredible. But you know, just
Someone's going to want to know what model it is. So it's the because you know, the little geek inside of me says, "Tell them what it is, Bob. Tell them what it is." It's the Genelec 8040As. They're 6.5-inch speakers. God, they're so beautiful. Anyway, but that was John Hopkins.
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, just going into the song, you were talking about how one of the things that makes John Hopkins sound distinctive is that he makes electronic music that isn't really dance music. It's danceable, but it doesn't have those typical dance beats. And actually, listening to this record, I feel like this is the album that's sort of the danciest of all the rhythms that he's had in some of his records. You know, and the song we just heard, Open Eye Signal, there's that... Dun, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, steady bass beat that goes through the whole thing. Yeah. And I miss some of the melodies that he had on his previous record called Insides. But that said, there's so much to get lost in this record. It's called Immunity. It's not out until June 4th, but we'll have the whole thing online in our first listen series the week before that.
Trying to get him to do a Tiny Desk. I've already put in the.
Well, he did. He did it with King Cree. So
yeah, this music is so different, though. Yeah. John, we got a pair of Genelecs. You can run everything through. I mean, just come on. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, what the heck?
I'm going to bring us down now. No, I'm not bringing us down. I'm going to actually slow the pace as we wind to a close of the show. The project's called Until the Ribbon Breaks, and it's a fellow named Pete Lowry Winfield. And somewhere between maybe Massive Attack, somewhere between that and James Blake, he's the kind of guy who watches films, projected films, while he makes music, which I think is just a fabulous idea, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you've done it to some extent, whether it's writing a soundtrack, and I've done that too, or just to get inspired. It's a fun thing to do. Yeah. Or do you ever sit in front of the TV with the sound off and play guitar, you know, or something? But you get the idea that it helps you create something. Right?
Yeah, the poet Kevin Young, who's been on NPR before, says that he writes his poetry while watching television. And and I know there are, you know, filmmakers who will listen to music while they're working on their scripts because the music inspires them in certain scenes.
Pete Lowry Winfield, who goes by the name of Until the Ribbon Breaks, wrote this song, Pressure, and uses the imagery of David Lynch from the film Lost Highway. And we have that video online for you to see. It's really pretty extraordinary. I'm going to play the song for you. I really love it. It's called Pressure, Until the Ribbon Breaks. You can follow us on All Songs at Twitter, so at All Songs if you ever want to know what the heck we're up to. We announce first listens there, and we announce Tiny Desk concerts there. We announce, you know, things that we do first, what we call first watches, these videos and stuff.
And also the All Songs 24/7 music channel.
Where I've just added hundreds and hundreds of new songs.
That's right. Always, All Songs, always on 24/7. If you go to our website, npr.org/allsongs, you'll see a link at the top of the page for 24/7 stream.
People actually like it.
That's what I hear. I keep hearing that.
Maybe they just tell us that.
Yeah. They don't want to hurt our feelings.
I know. We're kind of sensitive guys. Let's get...
Take us out, Bob Boylan!
Okay, Until the Ribbon Breaks.
a riot in the town. Smoke in your lungs. Pressure, pressure. Blacking out the sun. Send me down a rope. Last out to sea. Trouble now coming. Coming for me.
Maybe in another life. If we get another life. Maybe in that life. Maybe at another time. If there is another time. Maybe in that time I could learn to love you.
Piano like that. Shove it out the window. Hello. By Jove, they're doing it. Look out.